But of course, they're pasteurized now, so if you love spoiled or United, you can't eat that flour. That's the difference, yeah. But the other one had all the stuff in it. And I guess you could have gems or whatever. It was nice. I liked it.
That's good. Okay. Do you remember anything about how they would call the cows to get them to come up?
Hogs. Super, 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 super. Cow.
That's how they call the hogs?
I think so. I think we move back at the cow. And it's amazing an animal, more or less, with the fast and the small group, respond to these certain amount of names, and you call them by the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, Betsy, you know, come, whatever, you know, whatever the name was. And they would respond or not, because I wanted to do, but that's one way to call them by the name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about horses or mules? Would you have any way to call them?
I can't recall. I dealt with them, horses and mules. What if you talk to mules, G, horse, what else?
What were those?
G is right and horse left, I think.
Okay.
It's one of the other, but I think I'm right. G and horse. Had a little bit of chance to flower them and work them, but I had a cousin who was determined. I was supposed to be very smart, and he was determined. I got to talk, I should see him tomorrow. That I wouldn't learn, really learn how to plow where it was acceptable, you know, so somebody he could plow. But I did do that, horse, elk, and mule, but not of any length, any duration.
Mm-hmm. How would you tell him to get started and stop and all that?
Get it. Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, it's that horse or mule. Whoa. Whoa means stop. And they said, we've taken that and put it into our language. Tell somebody, whoa.
That's
whoa,
right.
Whoa. Stop. Stop.
Uh-huh. How about sheep? Do you remember anybody raising any of those?
Because Daniel had some of his father had some. A few. Yeah. So gentle. A lamb is a sheep. Anyway, gentle.
Mm-hmm.
A few there, not many.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember.
Did they have to call in?
I think they usually had to round them up. They must be, they give you wool and all that stuff. It's sort of dumbish, you know, they're delicate. They're very. I can fully understand somebody taking care of the sheep because they just need somebody to take care of them. When they run problems, you just have to guide them, tell them where to go, what
How about chickens? Do you have chickens?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has chickens.
How would you call to them when you feed them?
Chick, 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 chick,
chick. Okay. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
What about where they kept the cows? Where'd they graze at?
They kept in the barn later on, later, whatever. But